Representative Klocek, would it be convenient for you to take up further discussion on House Bill 1166, the bill to prohibit local regulation of certain motor vehicle exhaust brake systems?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Klocek. We will take up House Bill 1166.
With your levity, I would like to speak from...
You certainly may, Representative.
Thank you, Chairman Dunford, members of the committee. Most of you, I hope, got to meet last Friday the trucker that proposed this legislation and came forward with it. They did talk about the Jake brake situation through towns where there's been actually a life lost in Kansas, where the stopping time is so much greater. The concerns over the noise with the unmuffled exhaust brakes, and I would again be glad to answer any questions on the bill, and hope we could pass it out of the committee. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Klocek. Are there any questions from the committee? Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one question for a clarification. If we pass this bill and there is a noise ordinance in a community and it would exceed the noise ordinance, what takes precedence?
Representative Klocek, do you care to answer?
And I am no lawyer, and I would defer to counsel, but I would think that the state law would probably take precedence over the county law or city law. And again, I'm no legal expert.
Representative Hennies.
I'm not a lawyer either, but this bill is to prohibit the use of Jake brakes, and noise ordinance would be a separate ordinance, I believe, so there probably would be no conflict between the two.
Further discussion, questions? Representative Roden, and please note that we have had proponents and opponents to the bill. The bill was deferred until today to those out there on public radio, and that we are allowing a little levity this morning in committee discussion to further discuss the issue. Representative Roden.
Well, I just wanted to bring out a clarification, and I hope that if I'm wrong in any way, I'm sure somebody will point it out. But in regards to the Jake brake and noise ordinances, if we pass this legislation, it will forbid towns from singling out Jake brake. But that's not to say if they haven't, they can. They're still allowed a noise ordinance, because a lot of the, it was pointed out during the testimony, a lot of the Jake brake systems will meet the requirements of acceptable levels of noise. So we haven't limited the local government as far as coming up with noise ordinances. We're just keeping them from singling out the Jake brakes in their noise ordinances.
Follow-up, Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would urge the committee to defeat this bill, just because I think that the local counties and cities ought to have the authority to control traffic in their county and in their city. I don't think the state has any business going in and changing the rules whereby the municipal governments, who maintain the streets and have to maintain the peace and quiet of the community, are no longer allowed to do that. And I would urge you then to vote no on 1166.
Representative Marshall.
I also urge the members of the committee to vote against 1166. This is making a determination at this committee level for over 300 different municipalities, over 60 different counties. If there is a problem in some location, I think we can have confidence that the truckers that are running into that problem in that location can deal with it there and deal with it on the local level. So I urge you to vote no.
Madam Chair.
Representative Sexton.
Thank you. Well, as I stated the other day, this is a safety issue also. If there's a child or somebody going across that street, if anybody has drove a loaded semi and you try stop that and you're used to using that Jake brake, I will guarantee you can't stop when you should if you're denied using the Jake brake. So for the safety issue alone, I would sure urge this committee to vote yes on this bill. Thank you.
Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, I would just echo Representative Sigdestad's comments there. For those of you who have never driven a large truck, a lot of us during harvest get that opportunity, or moving cattle around. When you get 80,000, 90,000 pounds going down the road, you don't just stop on a dime. If the kid walks out in front of you, rides his bicycle out, or somebody runs a stop sign, And this Jake brake, you got a switch down here on the dash. You're going to have to reach over like this to switch that puppy on. Most truckers are running with that on, so that when they let off the gas pedal, if you will, the accelerator, that kicks in. And you cannot imagine the difference it makes when that kicks in. It's night and day, folks. So don't be scared by the people that say, you know, let the cities and the town and the communities deal with this. We pass laws here every day telling those same people what to do. We did it yesterday on the floor on the county, on the township and county road bill. And we'll do it again today, and we'll do it again tomorrow, and we'll do it again next week. That's what we do here. This is a public safety thing. It's not a noise thing. And I've been in those towns where I've seen those signs. Jake brakes not allowed. Well, I'd rather have my kids playing in a community where you can use them, let me tell you. And I urge you to vote yes.
Thank you, Representative Hargens. Representative Lentz.
Well, I've never had the privilege of driving a truck with a Jake brake, but I have driven trucks that have full loads. And I can tell you it's a sinking feeling when you decide you have to stop in a hurry with a full load and to feel that load pushing you. If I had a Jake brake a few times, I sure wish I did, because it is a terrible feeling to feel that load pushing in. And the regular brakes on just my trucks don't hold me with full load that well. So I would be in favor of this. Thank you.
Representative Klocek, and then Representative Hennings, and then we're going to take a vote. Representative Klocek. Representative Hennings, and then Representative Klocek.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, listen, you know, I don't want this to turn into a big argument over the use of the Jake brakes, because I believe that Jake brakes probably work all right. And I'm not a truck driver, but I wouldn't want you to ever think that the municipalities are not concerned with the safety of the people in their towns. It makes it sound like only the state knows what's safe for people. I tell you, the truth is that there's not a trucker in the world that sees a sign that says no Jake brakes is going to shut it off. They're just not going to do that. You know that, and I know that. When they come into town, they see the sign that says no Jake brakes, they'll say, well, I better be careful. But if there's an emergency, that always sets aside the law. An emergency does. If a child runs out in front of him and a guy uses a Jake brake, there is nothing in statute that allows him to be arrested for using that Jake brake to solve an emergency. Yesterday, Representative Hargens was talking about a bill we had on the floor. That was not a city bill or a county bill. That was a state highway bill. The people that are out on the highways passing at those intersections. I just urge you to stop, and we always talk local control, and all of a sudden we say, well, let's take that away, and in this instance, it'll be all right. We just have to say no. The locals control their own traffic. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Klocek defers to Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That most certainly yesterday was a public safety thing, though, that talking about passing at intersections. And we do that time and time again. And your comments that it's allowed in emergency situations. Well, if I come into that town, I'm driving this truck with 80,000 pounds behind me, and all of a sudden some kid comes out in a bicycle. If I'm not running with the Jake brake on, I've got to reach over here and hit that switch. That second might be the difference between whether that child lives or dies. It is a safety issue. And this bill does. On the last line, however, any governmental unit may prohibit the use of unmuffled exhaust brakes. Therein has lied the problem that the cities are really having a problem with. It's the unmuffled ones, the straight pipes.
Representative Klocek, and then Representative Gillespie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This point was well made, and if any of you remember with Keith Gibbon from Milbank talked to you, he told you the story of a people in Kansas. He was coming into the town. He flipped off the Jake brake switch because it says they were prohibited, several hundred-dollar fine. Came down. It was a severe accident. It's in court right now, and when they get done settling, then they're going to come after the city. The lady was killed. It gives you a 10 to 20 foot going 30 miles an hour. Mr. Gibbon had told me, and I got to take his word on it, a 10 to 20 foot stopping advantage in these severe emergency stop situations. So we'd sure appreciate your help on this.
Representative Gillespie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And with all due respect to Representative Hennies, I don't think I've ever seen a Jake brake sign that says unless you have an emergency.
further comments? One final comment, we're going to move along. Representative Klochek.
I would move due pass, Madam Chair.
Well, Representative, just for clarification, we had a due pass motion which failed. There's a motion on the table to defer to the 41st day, and that is the motion. Does everyone understand that? Representative Klochek.
I would urge that we resist the 41st day motion and vote no on that motion, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. For clarification, the motion on the floor on House Bill 1166 is to defer to the 41st day. A yes vote would defer the bill and not pass it. We all understand that. Very good. Secretary will call the roll. The motion is to defer to the 41st day on House Bill 1166.
No.
Hanson. No.
Hargan.
No.
Colbeck.
No.
Hunhoff.
Yes.
Klochek.
No.
Lentz.
No.
Marshall.
Yes.
Roden.
No.
Sigstad.
No.
Slaughter.
Yes.
Hennies.
Yes.
Donovan.
Yes. The vote was 8 yeas, 5 yeas, 8 nays. The motion to defer to the 41st day was defeated. Chair would entertain a motion.
Mr.
Representative Roden.
I move due pass.
Representative Roden moves due pass. Is there a second? Representative Hargens. Discussion on the due pass motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Hargan?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
No.
Klochek?
Aye.
Lentz?
Aye.
Marshall?
No.
Roden?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Hennies?
No.
Jonathan?
No. House Bill 1166 goes to the floor on a vote of 9 yeas and 4 nays. House Bill 1166 passes to the floor.